Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us right now in studio, two-time Super Bowl champion, Justin Tuck, on behalf of DraftKings. And I'm a big fan of DraftKings. Justin doesn't even need to be here for me to talk glowingly about DraftKings. And now they got the billion-dollar contest, the billion-dollar lineup challenge.
What a B.
It's, yeah, with a B. It's a one-time test of skill to celebrate the start of the NFL season. And they usually have the Millionaire Maker, which happens every week. They've been doing that. And that's something that will continue to happen. But the billion-dollar lineup challenge, DraftKings.com.
Wow. Download, I could use a billion.
Download the app. It is, well, everybody, I think, could use a billion.
Not everybody. But the dude that just bought the Rockets. Well, maybe he does.
He could use a billion, too.
Justin, good morning. What's happening, man?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you still look like you could play, like, a couple hours from now.
Yeah, jeans, man. I got good jeans.
Yeah. Good bones. Good foundation. Now, how long you been out of the league? When did you retire?
This is my second year.
Second year.
Yeah.
Still have the itch?
Nah.
Really?
I didn't have the itch. That's why I retired. I knew I wasn't going to have the itch. Obviously, there's obviously components of the game and, yeah, you know, the travel, the team, the locker room, so on and so forth. But I don't miss, you know, waking up on Mondays and taking like 7 minutes for me to straighten my back out.
Right. Yeah.
But, yeah, I have no regrets, man. I really have been blessed to, you know, win, to make a lot of money and, you know. Yeah, I'm good.
Well, yeah, I'm good. I don't need your billion, DraftKings.
Yeah, I do, though. No. Hold on. Rescind that comment.
Was it easier to walk away when you did because of the stuff you accomplished in those two Super Bowls as well?
Yeah, it definitely had something to do with it. But, I guess I'm different from most, but I never kind of resonated with the fact that I was a football player. I think I am Justin Tuck and I played football, but there's so many other components to my life that was important to me. And, you know, obviously football gave me a platform and allowed me to experience a lot of things that I wouldn't have gotten to experience. That being said, you know, I want to go experience those things now. And, you know, obviously football has allowed me the opportunity to do that.
That is so profound what you just mentioned, because we talk about the transition on this show all the time and how difficult that transition is once you leave the game, because your whole identity is wrapped up into that number on your back, and now you're removed from that and you have to relearn a certain amount of things, and you really have to get in tune with who you really are. So you're saying that adjustment wasn't a part of your transition out of the game?
Well, it still is. Mm-hmm. I just think, you know, luckily for me, I understood at an earlier time in my career that the NFL stood for not for long.
Yeah.
And obviously, I was blessed to play 11 years, but I never thought that I would make it to that point. So along the way, you know, in the offseason, I was doing things that maybe most guys wasn't doing. I was taking internships. I was cultivating relationships with business leaders and people in spaces that I thought might be interesting once football was over. So once that time came, I had, a leg up. But that being said, it wasn't like this transition has been, like, all you know, smooth. And,
right.
Yeah, it's been some ups and downs in it. But, you know, I think for me personally, it's because, you know, because of all that in the off seasons going forth, I got a lot of options. And the hard part is like figuring out, okay, football was easy. I knew I wanted to do it as a kid. Now, you know, you can do this, you can do that, you can do this, you can do this. Trying to get exposure right now to make that lifetime decision on what's next, that's the hard part. Because for me, I want to make sure whatever that decision is the right one. So you have to do your due diligence about all of them. And that's the hard part right now.
Gio and Jones with Justin Tuck on behalf of DraftKings. I'm already making week one lineups on DraftKings. We have a friends group that we do. There's so many things you could do on DraftKings, and they have the billion-dollar lineup. I'm going to do all the work for you today with DraftKings.
I see that,
so,
man.
Trust me. I'm well-versed.
Thank you.
The stuff that's going on in the league now, and how it seems like the Players Association is always on the with the short end of the stick. We hear a lot of talk about how a strike is the only way that's going to change things. DeMurray Smith has said that it's going to be a few years from now, 2020 or beyond. Do you think that we're in store for a big work stoppage so the players can get a little bit bigger of the piece of the pie and maybe some of this personal conduct policy stuff can be rectified as well?
The simple answer is yes. I'm not going to go too in depth here, but I think the previous CBA was tremendously one-sided. And I do believe that the NFLPA has done a great job of unifying the players more than what we were when we came up. And there's a lot of issues that players have voiced some displeasure with. And short answer is yes. It's definitely gonna happen. The magnitude of which it is, I'm not sure, but I do think it's gonna get into the games. I think the last one didn't. I think this one will. I think, like I said, the league is a lot more unified than it was
Why do you think they weren't unified back then? Were there other, more pressing issues that they were focused on other than realizing you were giving the commissioner way too much power?
Sure. I think back then, I don't think we understood our power as much. I think going forward, seeing how ununified, and I don't know if ununified is the right word, but just seeing how things turned out as far as what we signed and how it wasn't in our favor. Mm-hmm. It made us have some really, really tough conversations in locker rooms. It made us have some unifying conversations about what the next time would look like and being a little bit more educated on the process, a little bit more educated on, what other leagues had done and how mm-hmm. how that sacrifice back in the day in baseball or basketball has really, really cultivated to what you see in those leagues now. And the NFL is the most powerful league it is out there. And, players, slice of the pie is probably the lowest when it comes to that. Yep. So, that's completely wrong in my book. That being said, I think it has the potential to get really ugly, to be honest with you. And I'm hoping that it doesn't, obviously, because no one wants to see games missed and there be, that divide. I think everybody wants, at the end of the day, to have a unified league and something that, a product you can put on the field for the fans to enjoy. Absolutely.
What do you think the biggest issue is amongst your peers that are still playing? Is it the guaranteed money issue, or is it the fact that the commissioner can do things like he's doing and some of these suspensions that you see of star players?
Well, I think the biggest, from my perspective, money has never been like the number one issue for me personally. So that being said, I take that off the board. But I think for the popularity and the growth of this league, there has to be some more consistency. Like, it just seems like, Mr. Goodell can just pretty much just say whatever. I mean, like, you got six games for this, and another guy gets one game for this, or no suspension for this, or, no suspension for this, and then another guy gets, suspended for the year. There's no consistency. It's no consistency, and it's like, I think it has created a huge divide within the trust of players, owners, fans, so on and so forth. So, I think that's my biggest component.
Well, it seems as though that the players and the union, for once, are on the same page. And you have a union that you can believe in. I know there's been a lot of outreach to us retired guys by the DeMurray Smith and his charges there in D.C. So that's good to see, and that's a huge feather in your cap. Now, whether or not they can band together and stay together, that's the big question when it comes time for that shoe to drop. Sure. And that shoe to drop means sitting and missing those paychecks.
And that's the hard part, because you got to think about it. The owners are obviously super strong. That's, I mean, that goes without question. And what I noticed when you do your research on other leagues and why their unions are so strong and why their CBAs are so strong is because people had to sacrifice. I'm hoping that us as a players association is willing to sacrifice. And that's going to mean, like, yeah, you're going to miss some checks. Yeah, that's going to mean that you're going to miss some games, or you're going to, you know, have people getting on your Twitter page saying you're selfish and blah, 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 blah. But at the end of the day, I think we have to understand that, for the greater good going forward, there might need to be a martyr.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it.
Kurt Flood.
Yeah. So it might need to be.
Or start playing DraftKings right now.
There you go, man. That billion dollars, I'll tell you what. You know, obviously, it's a draft. I mean, it's a salary cap as far as how you pick the league. But if I can figure out a way to win this DraftKings, man.
Yeah, it's going to.
I might be on the owner's side.
Jones with Justin Tuck. He's kidding. He'll never be on the owner's side. On behalf of DraftKings, they do have the billion-dollar lineup challenge. That's not the only thing you can play there. They have the millionaire maker. There's smaller contests. There's head-to-heads. There's 50-50s. There's also a league that Justin Tuck
has. Join my league.
That you can play against them. How do you find that league? Do you know yet?
Yeah, it's just called Tuck's League.
Tuck's League. That's
Tuck's simple.
League.
I try to make it really, really simple. Huh. So if you forget that, man, you don't deserve to be in
Tuck's
my
League.
Tuck's League.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
All right. Do you have any idea who you're going to play, like in one of your running back spots?
Man, I'm not giving you that. No, man.
I'm just trying to find out.
So this is not – this is what you play each and every week.
Yeah, there's a daily different fantasy, people. Yeah,
but
yeah.
Just a clarification on the $1 billion, that's week one.
That's it.
Oh, just week one.
Yeah, so get your lineup, man.
Yeah.
Get your lineup.
Only one chance to win $1 billion.
Yeah, man. But
every week they do the millionaire maker.
Yeah, every week they do that. And plus, look at it like this. It's not like playing a lotto. You ain't got to buy a ticket. It's free. And I want to also clarify that, you know, New York is legal. New York, New York, New York is legal.
It
is.
And it's free.
Yeah, free.
If it's free, it's for me.
After Schneiderman got his pound.
Yeah, he got his
flesh,
cut. Yeah. Right, yeah.
He was able to.
Is that where we sent Mikey B?
Yeah,
we did. That little rally?
And let DraftKings and anybody else involved know that we have been fighting for them. On
fighting
this
particular
the good fight,
program. DraftKings.
That's right. We tried to get that Schneiderman on the show and everything.
Yeah.
Why do you think we here?
Yeah, man. That's
right. Oh, boy, you good. See, they got a good one. Boy, you good. Yeah, you were good that time.
Yeah. Not my first rodeo.
Do you want another serious topic or you want like a...
Listen, man, it's your show.
No, I know, but I feel like I felt bad because in the beginning you're like, I don't really want to talk so much about the CBA stuff, and then...
Sure,
right, I'm going to ask you whatever.
What do your fans want to know?
Well, I think
they want to hear about
nothing. They lazy.
They want to hear about this $1 billion. I know that.
Yeah, I know.
Nah.
Well, I was going to ask you about what's happening with Kaepernick,
sure.
And we have been on the side that he needs to be signed if he wants to play football. We do believe he wants to play football,
mm-hmm.
And it seems like everybody's coming up with an excuse as to why he's not on the team outside of the fact that it's all about. His protest. Do you believe that Colin Kaepernick deserves to be on an NFL roster today?
Absolutely. I mean, that's not even the question. I think the question is, you know, well, this ain't a question either because it's obvious. You know, I think, and I'm not saying owners are racist. That ain't where I'm going with this. I think the fact that he's taking the stance that he's taking brings on baggage. And the question is, does his talent, which he does have talent. That's, you know, you can't deny that. But does his talent outweigh the baggage? I would say that's 95% of the issue. Mm-hmm. There's, and I'm not, you know, I don't know, this is just a speculation. There's probably 5% of the issue that some owners don't agree with his stance.
Yeah.
And that's fair. That's not, mm-hmm. that's, whatever. That's
I wish they'd just come out and say that and quit
exactly.
Hiding behind all these other.
That's what. That's basically what I was about
excuses.
To get to.
Yeah.
Just be like, yo. We don't agree with his stance.
Yeah.
We don't want that in our locker room. We don't think it unifies our team.
Yeah.
Something like that.
If you don't believe there's an issue out in society, which there is.
No question.
Okay, just come out and say it. But they're afraid to say that.
Yeah, but how big of a distraction is it? Because everybody uses this word distraction, and you guys know better than me because you've been on these teams, you've been in these locker rooms. But, mm-hmm. okay, he shows up, he gets signed by a team. A bunch of media shows up there one day. You got to answer questions about Colin Kaepernick being on your team. Then what? It's over, right? I mean, then he kneels and you get a couple questions there.
I tell you what, I haven't heard anybody say anything about this or have it used a comparison. But there was a time when everybody was saying, Tim Tebow is a distraction. Mm-hmm. He still got a job. Mm-hmm. And I love Tim Tebow, by the way. So don't think that's me playing this white black issue. No, that's not what I'm doing.
Why you love Tim Tebow?
Because I love what he stands for. Uh-huh. Christian guy that, that, you know, that's done, I mean, on face value, he's done everything the right way.
Yeah.
As a man. You know, forget football. I just like what he stands for as a man.
Let me ask you this, because you've had, I'm sure, numerous coaches. I don't think there are a number of guys in the league that can coach Colin Kaepernick, that type of talent. That may be the problem as well. They're afraid because they don't know how to harness that talent or direct that talent.
Yeah, it's difficult. He's not the typical quarterback. Sure, he's not. You know, obviously, it takes a certain offense for him to thrive in. Mm-hmm. But you can't tell me that he's not the 33rd best quarterback in the league.
Yeah.
You tell me he can't be a backup?
Yeah.
Like, that's what you're telling me?
Yeah. Well, we've come to a conclusion.
Obviously, I don't know what his, you know, his price point is. I don't know what negotiation goes with him. That I don't know. So a lot of this is assumptions. Well, I don't know. You can't tell me that there's not a team that can't harness his talent. You know, like, you can't use that as an argument.
Well, he is doing such great work for black quarterbacks who stink.
Absolutely.
And so we appreciate that. And Joe Gillum, James Harris, they're still alive. They're going to come back back into the league because thanks to Colin Kaepernick, any black quarterback, anyone who even played Pop Warner quarterback, and you black, the NFL will sign you instead of Colin Kaepernick.
See?
Yes.
We're not racist.
So unintentional consequences.
Look at Joe Webb and Dan Lewis.
Hey, he got one arm.
That's a lie.
But we're going to sign him, right?
You know, he played quarterback in high school. I know we drafted him as a tight end. I know, but he played quarterback
in high school. He's our emergency quarterback. There it is. Right.
The great Justin Tuck, two-time Super Bowl champion. Join his league on DraftKings. If you haven't played before, get involved, not only because there's $1 billion and $1 million there. It's just fun. It's fun to do. You don't have to worry about injuries with your season-long team. DraftKings, download the app, DraftKings.com.
I'm picking Notre Dame this weekend versus Georgia.
I'll be there.
Cool.
Justin, thanks, man. We appreciate it. And check out his books, too, by the way. Justin Tuck.
Children's books.
Look at you, man.
He wrote some books.
I'm coming back.
I love this
Y'all
guy.
Y'all can have me on the show any day.
Gio and Jones, CBS Sports Radio.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brathan, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brathan wherever you get your podcasts.